I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, ping-ponging one's way to London. But first...
I know this, on any level, if you don't have a quarterback, it's really, really hard to win.
Absolutely, because if you don't have a quarterback, when the center hikes the ball, it just keeps going. But Indianapolis Colts head coach Chuck Pagano was speaking about a particular quarterback, the man the Colts drafted Thursday with the first pick they had earned by being 2-14 last season. Even before the draft, Coach Pagano was excited about Andrew Luck's future.
The intangibles are off the chart. You know the skill set. You've seen his body of work. He's he's a gym rat. He's a football junkie. And he's big, strong, he's physical. He can make every throw out there. And he's a great leader in his own way.
The transition from college football to the pros is rarely easy, and Andrew Luck's promotion is complicated by the extraordinary record of the man the Colts let go in order to rebuild their team around Luck. It's a challenge the new Colts quarterback acknowledged.
How do you really replace Peyton Manning? You know, he's a legend, arguably one of the best ever. You know, my football hero growing up. But I have fairly high expectations for myself.
Other notable picks in Thursday's wild first round, which involved more trades than in recent years, included Washington's selection of Baylor quarterback Robert Griffin III at number 2, Cleveland's trade up to number 3, where they chose Alabama running back Trent Richardson, and Seattle's surprising selection of Bruce Irvin at number 15. Despite earlier projections, the West Virginia linebacker would go near the bottom of the second round because of off-field issues. Do NFL teams hurt themselves in the draft by downgrading prospects who've been in trouble with the law? A new study out of Hamilton College suggests that they do. Joining me now to explain is Hamilton Associate Professor of Economics Stephen Wu. Steve, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for the invitation.
You collected data from the previous 5 NFL drafts, and you discovered that players who'd been arrested and charged with a crime were picked roughly half a round later than their counterparts who had not been arrested. Am I right that you concluded that that was a bad draft strategy?
So the way to think about why that is a good or bad strategy is that we also want to look to see how they end up performing.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually, this is part of a student of mine, his senior thesis. So what we did was we looked to see eventually how many games they averaged in terms of games played as well as games started over the course of the next several seasons up until the most recent 2011-2012 season. And what we found was, conditional on where they were picked in the draft, that those that were arrested but not charged with a crime were predicted to start more games and play more games. And so in that sense, given where they were selected, they were somewhat undervalued or they were over-penalized for the character concerns.
One of the findings in the study was that teams were more reluctant to use high draft picks on players who'd had disciplinary issues with their coaches than they were to use those picks on guys who'd been in trouble with the law off the field. Have I got that right?
Yes, that's also correct. But the interesting thing about that is when you look at the players that did have some trouble with coaches or were suspended for team rules or perhaps it was a conflict with a teammate or a fight, those players did not perform as well as their counterparts. So in other words, the downgrading of players that have issues with coaches or teammates was more warranted, whereas the players that were downgraded for these other reasons, perhaps off the field, run-ins with the law, they were downgraded too much. The folks who have issues on the field with coaches, other players, they are ones that are more affected on the field in terms of performance, whereas the ones that have run-ins with the law or other types of issues, while that may be bad for other a whole nother set of reasons, at least in terms of on-field performance, they are doing better than the expectation.
You mention in the study that a pro team may want to avoid being seen as collecting miscreants of one kind or another, and I suppose that's true, unless it's a pro team that wants to be seen as collecting miscreants.
Yes, and I think that just varies. As we saw also, when you look at the data, there are some teams that tend to avoid players with any type of character concern, whereas other teams have been more willing to do so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on one end of the extreme, you see the Seattle Seahawks was a team that within the 5-year span, They drafted no players with any character concerns, in particular a suspension or a history of running with the law, either on the field or off the field. And on the other extreme, you have some teams like Cincinnati Bengals, who have perhaps been more notorious for being willing to select players who've had a history of character issues, and where they select over a quarter of their players have had some type of history of character concern.
Now, it's interesting that you make those two picks, because the Bengals haven't exactly flourished on the field.
No, and that is a good point, too. And people sort of pointed to that fact to say, well, is it necessarily a good strategy? In a way, if you were to think about it, the optimal strategy might be to be more wary of the players that have had the on-the-field issues, but be a little bit more lenient or more willing to take a chance on the ones who may have had some off-the-field issues.
Has anybody associated with a particular NFL team or with the league called to discuss this study with you?
We have had one call in particular. I'll keep the anonymity just for the sake. But yes, we've had some conversations, and we have seen on the web that, you know, certain teams have particularly carried some of the results. And so we have had a little discussion. Yes.
Stephen Wu is an associate professor of economics at Hamilton College and the co-author of a study titled The Effects of Character on NFL Draft Status and Subsequent Performance. Steve, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks very much for having me.